Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
You know, the Panthers are favored by 2 in this game. The over and under is 42. Panthers are -130 in the money line. Miami is +110 in the money line. So we'll see what happens. This is going to be a tough game because of their defense. It's going to be a hell of a challenge. Great challenge for the offensive line for the Miami Dolphins. Great challenge for Tua and the offense. You want to win this game? Don't allow Gesicki to get off the field. Don't bring him in for anybody. Well, thank God that Adam Shaheen isn't going to play that way. Maybe they'll play Gesicki the entire time. And Mac Collins needs to be on the field the entire time, along with Jalen Waddle. Put your playmakers out on the field on Sunday against this team, against this defense. Don't try to gamble that if Preston Williams feels good enough to come back, you want to try to use him or Devontae Parker or whatever. If these guys aren't healthy, don't force the issue. Use the guys that are reliable and you can count on. That's it. I mean, Preston Williams, even healthy, cannot be counted on because he drops too many passes. And there's this tendency that he has that he keeps going to the well with Albert Wilson. I'll give Albert some credit. He has made a couple of plays at least the last couple of weeks. You know, he's been kind of useless, but still, he has made a couple of plays. But Mac Collins always makes plays. So if you want to beat this team, man, put the people out there that will make plays for you. And Jalen Waddle, I can't say enough about how impressed I am with Jalen Waddle this season. I can't wait to see Jalen Waddle in a real offense with a real offensive line and a real running game. You know, if the Dolphins can ever figure that out in the next year or two here, Jalen Waddle is going to be an all-pro. You're going to see him make tons of plays downfield, but until they get several issues fixed, he's going to have to play the game he's playing now. But the game, the way he has adjusted to this, has shown. You know what we don't talk enough about is he's a rookie and he plays like a veteran. I mean, the kid is aware of where that marker is, and he is doing his best to make plays and be more of a possession guy at the moment because it's what they need. It's they don't have a lot of luxuries, unfortunately. You know what I mean? The luxury is to have an offensive line. The luxury is to have another person that can work the underneath and let him go over the top. The luxury is that your quarterback has enough time to drop back and find somebody downfield. I forgot who it was on which one of the games yesterday that the announcer was, well, you know, they would like to go more downfield, but they can't because the offensive line just doesn't give them enough time. And I'm like, damn, I wonder where I've heard that one before. I forgot which team it was, but there was one of those teams. Might have been New Orleans. Might have been with Trevor Siemian. It might have been that one. I'm not exactly sure. It makes a lot of sense. But it's just, you want to beat this team, use your weapons. Keep your weapons on the field. Use your best players. And Mac Collins is one of your best players. And he's incredibly reliable. Love what I've seen from him.